Welcome to What I Wish I Knew by Dental Head Start, your weekly mentoring session thanks to cpdjunkie.com.au. This episode, we're going to be talking about the importance of focusing on communication-based CPD early in your career.
My favourite.
Coming from the CPD junkie.
Yeah.
Choosing where to start your CPD journey, I found really difficult when I was a graduate. You know, I would go on Facebook groups and try to talk to people that I worked with, but knowing where to get started was really difficult.
I felt the same way, but I think some of the mentors I had early on, that they were, I saw both the good and the bad with communication, and then some people and some podcasts I was listening to, mostly from the States, kind of pushed that direction. And that's something that served me. I've said it many times. I think learning as much and as many different avenues of communication early on is really helpful. And you know, our guest today, she shares some awesome wisdom on the same kind of topic. What are we listening to today?
So we're listening to Dr. Sheetham Kapel, a Sydney-based principal dentist and CEO and founder of Principal Practice Management and Level Up Systemization Software. She is all over Facebook and Instagram at the moment, sharing some amazing advice about communication that I know I have found personally so invaluable. Dr. Sheetham is going to be talking to us today about why she believes communication courses are the best return on investment when you're first starting out.
One of the big lessons that I learned up until this point is to absolutely prioritize training that's around the subject of communication. So not just clinical training. And I was a little bit late to learn this. And now it's funny because now it's become a big focus for me, and an area of passion is non-clinical CPD and training around communication. So the reason I kind of concluded this is dentists, especially young dentists, they cannot exercise any of these amazing clinical skills they learn through doing all this CPD unless they have the communication skills to unlock opportunities to perform those procedures in the first place. So when I first graduated, I don't think I was very good at communication. And the problem was, I didn't even know I wasn't good at it. I was just a talker. And I thought, you know, I got along well with patients. But when it came down to my busyness, my patient retention, rebookings, referrals, obviously as a new grad, it's going to be a bit gappy. And I concluded that it was because I didn't know enough. And I didn't know enough clinical skills. I just graduated. I still had so many questions. If I saw a patient, I'm thinking back to my first and second year out, I talked to them. I thought I'd did a good job, but then they'd go home to think about it. And I thought, oh God, I clearly it's because I don't know how to do an MOD with the, you know, C factor thing. They know that, and that's why they're not. So what I did to remedy that was I enrolled myself into every single clinical course I could afford. And that's all I did for the first few years. 100% of the courses I did was clinical, and I thought I could increase my confidence by knowing more. And to an extent, that's true. I thought, you know, the more knowledge I have, the more confidence I'll be, and the more patients will see how confident I was and the busier I would be. But that was wrong. And I realize now that the less experienced you are, the more you can unknowingly overcompensate by over explaining the depth of your technical knowledge, even if you think it's not very good. This is like talking too much, explaining too much. You know, if you're talking to a patient about dentinogenesis and the Emilio, whatever, stop. Like it's something that you do when you're a bit less experienced. So it's funny now, today my goal is to talk less, simplify things more, get the patient talking more, but you know, we might have a chat about that later. So I did my first non-clinical communication course a few years after, you know, first few years were concentrated on clinical. But when I did my first one, it was an absolute game changer. And I suddenly realized that to gain confidence was not through just learning more and knowing more. It was through experiencing more. And to, like, as I said at the beginning, to unlock these opportunities to create experience, you need to have excellent communication skills. So I got addicted, completely addicted to non-clinical CPD. It's basically all I do now. So if you ever see me at a course, it'll probably be about communication, team development, leadership, practice management, business development, growth, tech systemization. That's where you'll find me, because that's where the, at least in my experience, the strongest return on investments have been.
I just want to take a moment to thank our sponsor and ask a question. But how do you make the most out of your CPD? I think the first step is to make sure you've chosen the right CPD. And how do you know that unless you've seen it all? CPDjunkie.com.au is made so that all of the dental CPD in Australia and New Zealand is in the one place. We've got all of the webinars, all of the live courses coming up on the website, easy to find and easy to filter. And the second step, well, it's all in the free ebook on their website, CPDjunkie.com.au, the home of Australian Dental CPD. Thank you for supporting dental students and graduates, and thank you for supporting the Dental Head Start podcast.
What was that first course that you did that was that breakthrough?
Yeah, I remember it. It was a Prime Speak course, and it was back in the day when Michael Cernick was teaching it. So he hasn't taught there for a long time now. It was like, I think it was about maybe 8 years ago. At the time, I didn't 100% get it, and I left with a lot of questions and a few little doubts.
Mm-hmm.
But then as soon as I started to challenge my own assumptions about what good communication was, or about how people or patients make decisions and judgments about you and decisions about their own treatment, as soon as I started to challenge my own assumptions about that and apply what I'd been taught, I was blown away by the results. It's measurable. It was, to me, I just thought, why didn't I do this sooner? Of course you need clinical skills, but unless you have the communication skills to, you know, create yeses to treatment in the first place, there's no point in doing your sixth implant course if you don't have patients saying yes to the treatment. So yeah, I think Prime was the first one I did. And since then, I think I've been a client or a customer of every other practice management and communication education company there is.
And is that something that you recommend as well, to sort of not just subscribe to one way of doing things and getting some, you know, different inputs and finding, I guess, what works for you and your style?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing that I'd recommend is when you learn about communication, they really do teach you about ways to say things, ways to think about things. But fundamentally, it has to be authentic to you. And so don't take things literally. Try to understand the principle of what's being said and implement it in a style that's authentic to you, the way you talk, the way you think. So to really do that well, you have to get a variety of exposure to different ways of doing it. Now, the more communication courses you do, or the more different styles you learn, you'll realize that there's a bit of a variety in the way that things are done to get to the same results. But you'll also notice where there's a lot of commonality, and that commonality lies in the principles of what you learn. You will realize that there's a lot of overlap as well. The more you do, the more it really reinforces those beliefs. And some of the best courses I've done is actually when I've done them the second time or the third time. So I think I've done that Prime course like three times, and I've done I've done most of them at least twice, or read a book twice, and I actually got just as much out of it, because once you get a chance to practice it and experiment with it, you have a deeper understanding.
Thank you so much for listening to the Dental Head Start podcast. I genuinely hope this is helping you become a better dentist. So if you like what you're hearing, make sure you subscribe on your podcast player. And I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go to social media and share something that you've appreciated from us with one of your friends. That's how the word gets out. That's how more people gain and benefit from what we're doing. And if you're a dental student or a graduate and you want to get a head start, go to dentalheadstart.com/start to find everything we're doing to help dental students become great dentists.